This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. Leaders from the seven industrialized nations today will open the G7 summit in Britain, where they are expected to announce a plan to share at least 1 billion coronavirus shots with struggling countries around the world, half the doses coming from the U.S. and 100 million from the United Kingdom. U.S. President Joe Biden Thursday announced his administration is donating 500 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine for 92 low- and middle-income countries. Biden said the U.S. shots will begin shipment in August as quickly as they roll off the manufacturing line, adding that 200 million doses will be delivered by the end of this year and 300 million in the first half of 2022. President Biden said the donations will be made with no strings attached. French President Emmanuel Macron welcomed as great news the decision by the U.S. to donate the 500 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines to the poorest countries and said Europe should do the same. France was the first rich country to donate via COVAX, sending 100,000 doses to Mauritania in April. And Macron said that the country would donate 500,000 doses by mid-June and 30 million doses by the end of the year. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there will be further study on reports of heart inflammation in young men and teens who have gotten COVID vaccinations. Most of the patients have fully recovered. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is still urging people to get the shots. For more news, please join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Two passengers on a Royal Caribbean cruise ship have tested positive for COVID-19. Cruise operator Royal Caribbean said Thursday the two guests on the Celebrity Millennium ship tested positive during required end-of-cruise testing. Royal Caribbean said the two passengers who shared a room are asymptomatic, in isolation, and being monitored by a medical team. Royal Caribbean said its crew was fully vaccinated. Passengers were required to show proof of vaccination and a negative test result from a COVID test conducted within 72 hours of departure. Well, China released photos Friday of its rover vehicle on Mars. The four pictures released by the China National Space Administration also showed the upper stage of the rover and the view from the rover being rolled off its platform. China landed the spacecraft carrying the rover on Mars last month after it spent about 3 months orbiting the red planet. China is the second country to land and operate a spacecraft on Mars after the United States. Peru finished tallying votes in the country's tight presidential contest Thursday, but no winner was declared, with electoral authorities saying they are scrutinizing a small number of ballots amid unproven claims of possible vote tampering leveled by the apparent loser, with votes from the rural areas and Peruvian embassies abroad now fully in. Leftist Pedro Castillo maintained his narrow lead with 50.2% of the votes against 49.8% from conservative Keiko Fujimori, who prosecutors filed a request for her to be detained to prevent her from fleeing the country amid charges of money laundering during her two previous unsuccessful presidential campaigns. The winner of the runoff will succeed President Francisco Sagasti on July the 28th. And the Keystone XL project is dead after a 12-year attempt to build the oil pipeline, but the fight over Canadian crude rages on as emboldened environmentalists target other projects and pressure President Joe Biden to intervene. Biden dealt a blow to the partially built $9 billion Keystone XL project in January when he revoked its border crossing permit. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.